When did you first start training, Charlene?
I suppose, first of all, Paul, I was based in Ballina, Bohor, as a priest there near Killaloe from, I think, 93 to 98. And I got transferred to Newport in June 98, which was actually 2 months before Charlene was born. And I know Charlene all her life because I was in Newport then from 98 to 2009, and then in Ballinahinch Killiscully next door to 2019. So I was still involved with the club in Newport while I was in Ballinahinch. So I actually know her all her life. And she joined the club, I think she was 9 or 10 when she joined. And at that time, I was coaching sprinters, and she joined my sprint group. And she was absolutely brilliant. She's a lovely person, and we got on really, really well. I started her off doing hurdles. And she was very, very good, technically very, very good over the hurdles. And then she went back just to straight sprinting, 60 metres, 100 metres, 200 metres, that kind of thing. She's beautiful running style, huge stride, and a big smiley face on her all the time. So that was maybe my big memories of Charlene in the early times.
And at that age, did she kind of always kind of stand out as, okay, this is a very good athlete here?
Now, she stood out. I never, to be honest with you, I never thought we would have athletes at that standard. I started the club after coming to Newport. I remember I had a meeting about 1998 with a group of people in Newport. And the first week of January 1999, with the permission of the Sisters of Mercy in Newport and Pat O'Toole, the principal of the school at the time, they were very, very good to us to give us the use of the convent field for to train. And we have five of them over that period of time in the last 20 years that have competed for Ireland at different levels. Of course, Charlene at a senior level and underage level as well. With the great Amy Haid, who is heading to Notre Dame University, she has won a number of All-Irelands and has set a number of national records underage. And we should have very, very best of luck now as she heads out to Notre Dame. We also had Emer and Patrick Lynch, who competed at college level. And Maria Carey, who competed as well for Ireland underage and as a triple jumper. So we've had really very, very good athletes. I also want to give a mention to a lady called Valerie Mitchell. Valerie won 30 in All-Ireland in weight throwing. So overall in the club, which is a small, average-sized club, there's been some really, really good athletes. Now, you were asking me, there was Charlene standing out. She was a very, very good athlete underage, but she really blossomed, I'd say, from about 15, 16 onwards. That's when she really got into her stride, pardon the pun. Now, she got great support from her mum and dad, Tommy and Louise, and also her sponsors there in later times. And I think it would be terribly wrong of me not to acknowledge the huge input of the University of Limerick, Drew and Haley Harrison, and of course the great Gary Ryan, who's Charlene's coach at the moment. They have been hugely influential in her latter times there now and in her present training setup. So I want to really acknowledge them. And also the great walk was put in by the club run by Anne Fagan now and Fiona Walker and a number of coaches at the club there. They've been very, very good. So it's a kind of a team event more than anything else.
Yeah. And you were saying kind of the club kind of started on, was it when the convent fields, is it, what's the kind of facilities like now? Or do you have a track or what's the setup?
Now, I'm gone down to New Inn now for the past year and a half. I presume they're still training. I know they have been using the University of Limerick there a couple of days a week. They've been using the indoor track in Nina. And again, thanks a million to Nina Olympic. They've been very, very good and very supportive. And they were using the convent field there at the back of the secondary school. I think they were also using a field down near Burt Hill, the Longhouse Field, they call it there for a while as well. So I think they've been using different fields. It depends on the state of the ground, I suppose, at any particular time.
Yeah, and I saw Charlene had an interview in the Nina Gardin this week, and I was reading that, and she kind of had mentioned that, you know, she didn't really expect to qualify for the indoor championships and that she was more of a kind of an outdoor kind of runner.
Yes.
What's the kind of difference like what in an athlete who's kind of better at indoor compared to outdoor?
Well, there are two times, I suppose, on the indoor track, you're a little bit tighter. What you call, Charlene's quite a tall girl. So sometimes maybe the outdoor running would suit her a bit better, a bit faster. She has done very, very good times outdoor. She prefers outdoor running, if you know what I mean. The indoor track is probably a little bit tighter, though the modern indoor tracks now are probably that little bit wider, a little bit more kind of what would you get suitable to sprinting. Though I have to say the track in Nina is a place we absolutely love inside as well. And but she just prefers outdoor running. Her best times are on the outdoor track. So it has been amazing. She was absolutely thrilled. I think it's only her second run of the year now, with the COVID, of course, has played havoc with people's lives. But she has been really surprised herself at how well she did at the micro meeting in Dublin. She set a new personal best there of 53-something, I'm not sure, 53, 56 or something like that, which was for an indoor, her best indoor time. She's quicker outdoors. Normally the outdoor athletes can be a little bit quicker when they're running outdoors. But she was really pleased with that indoor time, and she wasn't. She went to the micro meet not expecting to get the Euro qualifying time. So she's absolutely thrilled talking to her there during the last couple of days, and she's just really, really happy to be going to Poland, you know?
Yeah, and I suppose for yourself, I suppose just kind of being involved with her underage development, let's say, and yeah, coming up through the ranks, you must be kind of very proud to see her at this, such a high level.
Well, I'll tell you, we're absolutely hugely proud, absolutely hugely proud. She's with me, I suppose, since she was about 10 or 11, and since she was about 17, 18, around that, maybe 16, 17, around that bracket. And I always found her an absolute pleasure to train. She was very very determined, very eager. And what you want in an athlete, she has great guts and has great belief in herself. And she's a lovely person as well, just a lovely girl, and she's a very humble person. And it's only once in a lifetime you get kind of talent of that level. And I have to say, we've had a few of them in the club now, and I'm so proud of her. I really am hugely proud of that girl and of her family. I think they're brilliant. And so yeah, it has been a great the club are thrilled. They can't believe it as well, that we have people at that level. We never thought it, certainly, when we started in 1999, that we would have someone at that level. So it is great. We're very proud.
Yeah, it's a great achievement for such a club. And even going through the kind of the club at the minute has been in the headlines with the Allen family, yeah, and Ireland's Fittest Family, yeah, and now Charlene doing well. It really is a great club.
I have to acknowledge Ticey, Ruth, James and Tom. Ruth, James and Tom were part of our club as well, along, and Ruth, a very, very good sprinter, as with the guys, both at community games level and in club competitions. And absolute pleasure as well to have the lads, and they've been very, very supportive of the club and their man as well. And of course, we had Roisin and Lily, two other sisters as well. And I have to say, we're so proud of the Allens. That was an amazing achievement at the Fitz's family. So brilliant. Well done. And they're all in that area again. So I'm always a big believer, Paul, that there's talent in every parish if you're able to tap into it. And it's just to maybe, it's with luck sometimes that you tap into something that hits with people. But I have to say, I'm really surprised and delighted with the talent that is there. And I'm so proud of all of them. I really am. And as I said with Charlene, I wish her the very best to look with the Euros. I think she's a wonderful person, and it's just great to have her there.
Yeah, and you said you were kind of messaging back and forth the last couple of days. How's she kind of feeling going out to Poland?
Well, she was very happy. She's, as I said, it's the standard is incredibly high. I think, as you said at the very beginning there, midway through the interview, Paul, she's delighted to be there. She may not have been expecting to get the time. She got the time, and she's just thrilled to be on the plane. And that's all. She said, I'm going to go and enjoy it and just see how it goes. I think they're 24 going from Ireland. And as she said to me, I'm just delighted to be one of the 24. I wasn't expecting it, you know. So as I said, she's going to go out and give it everything. And as I said, the standard is so high at European senior level. And so it'd be a great experience for her, a wonderful experience, and especially indoor. It's her, I think, her first Euros. She has run before in international competition, but I think it's the first time she's run indoors at that level. So delighted for her.
Yeah, it should be a great experience, and hopefully a busy few months coming, and possibly the hopes of an Olympic involvement at some stage as well.
I would now, that would be the icing on the cake, Paul. She has, as I said, her dream, I'd say, would be to try and represent Ireland at the Olympics, maybe in the 400, maybe the 4x4 relay, something like that would be a brilliant opportunity as well. Or that would be definitely the icing on the cake if we could see down the line. We had an Olympian in the club. That would be just dream stuff, you know. So we're very happy for she is at the moment anyway, Paul.
Yeah, she's doing
and we're immensely proud of her. I'm just immensely proud of her because we're great friends. Charles and myself are good friends and I'm immensely proud of her.
Exactly, yeah. Hopefully now I'll have my eye on it in the morning and hopefully she'll have another race. That's Saturday, I think, is when the final is, I believe. So
yes, I haven't been up to speed yet with what's happening outside. As I said, I she'll probably inform me as time goes along, or I'll be on the paper anyway. I'm sure it'll be in the news as well, you know. So, but as I said, I do hope and I wish all of the Irish athletes out there, that is a big ask for many of them. We have, as I said, a good strong squad, one out with the strength of other squads. I suppose they're great in comparison to the population we have in Ireland, the population of other countries, you know. So it is, it's great. Great, it really is good, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, thanks a million for that, Father, and hopefully, please God, we'll have some good news anyway tomorrow.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for the interview, Paul. I want to acknowledge, too, the Nina Gargan newspaper and particularly Martin Ryan in Nina Gargan and the lads in the sports department as well, and also Tip FM for all the great coverage you give athletics in the county. And I know in Newport we are very, very thankful for all you've done for us. Thank you very, very much.
No hassle at all. Thanks a million. Thanks a million, Father.